Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Everyone, I hope you have a hold of your telephones, and I hope you're ready, because we're going to go wild. It is Wednesday. It's that fun day. And let's do a music from the past. Sir Magnus in Gotcha.
Word.
Give me all your love.
give me all your love, we shall. This is Psychic Jethro. We are here tonight, and I say we, me and my phenomenal hostess on Psychics Gone Wild, to give you great, wonderful readings. The only problem we have is that our phones are jammed, which means that I have been working with them, and Blog Talk has assured me they're going to fix it. The great part is we're here. You're trying to get in. Now you got to get at us. So we're going to have to manifest, make it work, find a way, grab the wheel, throw it over the mountain to get to the one, the only, the phenomenal, internationally recognized, intuitive, spiritual coach, psychic medium, wonderful, wild girl, Melissa Berman. Melissa.
Hi, Jethro. Hi, everybody. Hocus pocus, alakazam. Let's fix these phones. Yes, we can.
Yes, and I played Gimme, and that always brings it in, and we've got more callers, but we still don't have the phones working. I've heard some of you guys can hear. Others are saying it's just completely worse than Mercury. Mercury's not to blame. It is going the right direction, so find another planet to yell at.
Saturn is still retrograde, and some other planets are still retrograde, and there's all kinds of stuff still going on, so hocus pocus, alakazam.
I'm so happy, and I want to thank you, and I know my favorite two listeners are listening in. Merry Christmas in July to Robert and Jeffrey, my two grandchildren who were in Kansas, had a very wild couple days. So we did a MAME, those of you who know the old show, this was my favorite show. So you guys got to, we'd sent some stuff there. Me and Kay had went through and got extra stuff for you guys for Christmas, and we just went ahead and had it early. So you got to have some of yours in July, and we always do this. If you've ever seen the movie, it was when things got real bad, Lucille Ball's movie, it was a comedy, and she needed a little Christmas right before her eyes. So what they did, her and her nephew, is they opened
That's
their MAME. Christmas present.
That's MAME.
Yes. And so that's what they did there in Kansas. I want to thank you guys, and you're listening in. And yes, we are here, and it is real, Jeffrey. Those of you who know and have children, Jeffrey's one of our little psychic children. He's laughing. He said, Grandpa, he goes, it's really scary because I don't know if it's real when I'm feeling this stuff with people.
Yeah, baby, it's real. Hocus pocus, alakazam.
So here we go. And we're loving it, and we do have the emails up and working. And one of the first emails I have tonight is I have to ask the question, and that's what a lot of them are about. Melissa, I have worked with my friends and other individuals. We are doing white magic here in Illinois. We have 7 friends who get together and nightly do rituals. I'm not writing you about what we're doing. I'm writing you to ask, how do we go about in a polite way of putting this out to others without us sounding like we're blowing our horn or trying to make ourselves sound like wizard and witches, which we're not. We're just getting together and having a good, light, holistic fun with rock, stones, and mini angel prayers.
Wonderful. I wouldn't do it nightly, just to suggest that's the guidance that's coming through, and you might want to just try, you know, once a week having a support group for healing arts and find a space where it's neutral, maybe outside in a park or outside your backyard, or you don't want people coming that you don't know, but you know, someplace where you can do it. I don't want to negate, or I'm not judging you. That's not what the point is about you doing it every night, but that's a little extreme to do a ritual every night. I mean, you can light a candle every day, but if you're studying, you know, pick one and work on it for a few days or for the week so that you really, really get it, you know, incorporated in your being. And have a weekly, you know, get together or bi-monthly, you know, potluck, and we're going to be exploring stones and angels and make it a support group.
Love that. I feel that very, and I say that. We're having energy, those of you know, and we've got a very good friend to write in. Melissa, I love your picture. I just got my Psychic's Gone Wild stamp, and I got you. Good. Yay, it's good to know they're out there. And I'm looking at this card. I really love it. It says that I'm going to be able to contact the 773-897-6461 number. Jethro, I am in the queue. I hope I get in tonight. But I'm trying to let you guys know here on Facebook that I do love Melissa, and I think she's the best. And when I got her stamp in the mail, it made my day. I did laugh that Jethro, the card I got had your crazy face on it with a chef's hat, and I do think that's hilarious. I will be getting this shirt, and I think that I would like to collect a shirt of Jan Bach Drakey and Melissa Berman and Jethro Smith. So I will be sending that to you on PayPal. Thank you.
Lovely. And I'm thank so you. Wondering. We love you.
Know,
you.
And what we do with that, and that's what I want to tell you guys about that we're also doing, it does cost us to do it. So when you buy a shirt, like we had last month, Jan's shirt, this means that Jan's, when we go to do our monthly thing for all of us, Jan's is down. So if you, with you buying that shirt of Melissa's and mine, then that means our cost of helping bring this show to you to do it. I do know of a lot of individuals. I had seven write me yesterday, Jethro, I've been listening to the show, and I have readings periodically, and you guys are not letting me go as long. Last night, you guys got to see exactly. I apologize to a lot of you that called in. Well, what happens is if you call in and you feel that you should get that reading every week, I will eventually what I will do is I will just go right on without it. Because if I'm reading for you every week, I love to help everyone, but we do have to help others because there's new people who want to get and see that we are real. That's what this is. This is a Psyche's Gone Wild fun show that we put on for people. And it also is a marketing way because then you get to hear how Jethro is, how Melissa is, how the other psychics are, and then you choose from us, which there is a fee, which we've tried to explain to where you go. I had a lot of emails again this week who sent me their picture and great, and that's why. I love that, and if you would like to have and send $45, I will pass it on to a reader I have. If you really want a good read, I would suggest to get a hold of Melissa Berman. Send that picture on to them. At this point in time, I'm not doing them, and definitely I'm not doing that out of pro gratis. Just so you guys do know, I didn't listen to my guides, and I had a very bad wreck, and what happened was I had to have surgery. So through all those years, I have, if you've noticed, cheated and found every way not to have to type if I don't have to. You will see me hint back if needed. So those days of 135 words a minute are over. But what's even more important is I'm still able to help people. So I won't do that. And I think out of respect, we do enough on the show that you guys should do it that way. I love to help you guys, and I can. There's a lady listening in tonight, and I know that I'm going to help you, and me and Melissa are, as soon as we get the radio in for you. You are a California listener, and I'm looking for it. Janelle, if I have to, Janelle, what I will do is I will get this to work out and make sure. But it's like, as we were going through some of the phone calls and stuff, I haven't seen you come on. You called me today and you have an ailment and would like to have us help you. I would gladly do that. And periodically, I do help individuals that, you know, come in. But there again, I do ask, and you know, we're spiritually to help, and I never have a problem with helping anyone. But just so we're on the same page, there again, as we help you, we need you to really clearly be able to help with the fact of getting that to go in there. So make sure you guys are helping us stay afloat. And in a polite way, I'm asking you to make sure you do get readings because that's how we do this.
And
I had
also,
some, yes, go ahead. Sorry.
Hocus pocus. Also, if you get a reading every week, your guides are going to just say, forget it after a while. I mean, that is, you got to do the work. And we say this all the time. You know, if you're in acute crisis, you know, even maybe twice a month of reading, but you've got to do the work. And if you're just calling and, you know, asking this, that, and the other, you get to the point where you have got to The guidance is to empower you, not to cripple you, not to enable you, not to make you, you know, a codependent. It's to say, here, try this and let us know how it goes. So if you're finding that you're addicted to this stuff, go get help. That way, work on these issues, work on your lessons. There's no shortcut. I'm so sorry. Being metaphysical and spiritual, sometimes it's even more intense because we're clearing it out. You're clearing it out. You do the work. So, you know, that's another reason.
Mm-hmm. And I know someone who was asking me with the favor, I told you I would be able to help you or you could contact us and we would look at it. I do want to make sure you call in tonight as you're listening in. Some of you guys get so disgusted as the phones do it. As soon as the phones break, we'll be on. And it does sometimes happen. It's like right now there's just all of the buttons that I'm pushing or not pushing back, but they will be. And what's really fun is we're listening and talking together. Let's discuss some of these emails, Melissa. I have an email here from Texas. My husband was very surprised to listen to Psychics Gone Wild. And I found out from your show that his uncle is haunting our house. The old gentleman used to be a milkman, and he keeps coming and leaving things at the door. I teased my husband that maybe the milkman had made a few of the kids around this neighborhood, and now I have these odd things being left under my pillow. Please help me so that I can make this milkman happy with me once again.
You need to tell the milkman thank you so much. If it is a relative, then he's just trying to get your attention to say he's around and he's there to help you. There's nothing malicious going on. He's trying to get your attention to let you know that he did move on in spirit and he's in good hands, and if you need his help, he's there. So you can call in your guides and angels and God and sacred space, whatever your, you know, parameters and truth is, whatever that is, and just say, you know, dear Uncle, you know, Milkman, whatever his name is, dear Uncle Milkman, and just say, thank you so much. We know you're with us. We give you permission to help us. Or you tell him, thanks a lot. We'll see you on the other side. You decide. But he's definitely a benevolent, healing relative. You know, he's on the other side trying to help you.
Very true. And Jethro, I bought, and we love this. Jethro, I bought a reading, and I was very impressed with you. You probably don't remember me. I am from Canada, and I was very excited to find out you have a show. I'm listening tonight. I have a question to ask, and I cannot help but ask. And I hope Melissa does not get offended. But is it true that Melissa was married?
What? It is not true. I've never been married in this incarnation, ever. Being a musician, I've had my situations.
Okay, so you guys, we now know this, and I want to tease you because I'm looking here, and very fact, I do understand this client, very good friend, a very good person, and I'm glad you're listening in. You're a little nosy, and I'm going to tease you the next time you call on the phone. Now you're checking out my psychics. I got to watch you Canadians like a hawk. Let's see. you know you're getting more famous when they want to know more about you. And we have a person here right in.
I got nothing to hide. I'm an open book. I'll talk.
I want to tell you, and thank you, Brenda Epperson. Brenda Epperson won a contest with us, and Brenda Epperson returned the favor and sent me a beautiful gift that I received from Japan in the mail.
Oh, how beautiful.
It made my day. It was so nice to be able to get fun mail back to me, and I just thank you. You are a blessing to every day to be around us, and we thank you so much. We have a couple of you we'll be getting into. We have a friend asking us in Chicago, my husband is back and he's haunting my boyfriend. I have asked him to stop and now it's getting worse. The sad part is everything that my relationship was not, my new boyfriend is. And I think that my husband is jealous over there. I had a friend tell me that it will cost me $895 in Chicago to do a seance. I really don't feel I should have to go to a seance because they said till death do us part. Well, he's death and I want to do part.
Yeah, you got to. Man. Sorry that you've been misled by shysters and charlatans. God bless them all. Goddess bless them all. No, you can do your own ritual, or you can do sacred space ritual. Or if you have somebody who's a healer that you trust, you want to get white candles, black candle, red candle. This is guidance. You take whatever you want, what's comfortable for you, and you are going to banish this energy. You get some frankincense and myrrh. You're going to tell, you can write your husband a letter in the protection of Jesus, believe it or not. This is the guidance coming through. Jesus is a master teacher, and he helps do a lot of this work in getting the exorcism, you know. Unfortunately, this being could not make peace with the fact that he betrayed you, it feels like. He betrayed you somehow. So he's trying to punish you for his own behavior. Bless him and tell him he's not welcome there, that your relationship is over. He needs to cross over and go to the light. He's not welcome there anymore. You know, and down the line, if he can behave, you know, maybe he can connect in a dream and say, I'm sorry. You're going to go through your house, northwest, southeast. You're going to sprinkle, you can do olive oil in the doors and all of that, or you can do sea salt in water, and just the corners, just start sprinkling sea salt. But it feels like you need to have somebody there with you to help you with this. So if you have a good friend, not your boyfriend, you don't want your boyfriend to be in the middle of this. So if you can get like a good friend or somebody who's a friend who's a healer, and you're going to heal this. You're going to heal this and call on Jesus. If you don't believe in Jesus, call on Archangel Michael. You don't have to believe in Jesus to call on Jesus. He's just this phenomenal, benevolent being that helps in crisis situations like this. And you've not done anything wrong except that it's gone on too long, and don't buy into anybody's hype about having her. You do not want to do a seance. You want to clear this energy out. Put yourself
very good.
In protective
Thank
light.
You, Melissa. Sure. That troubled me. As years of this, this is something I do feel that when people are going these amounts, I want you to ask them exactly what they're wanting. Because if you do think about this, like what you were just saying, I had a person here that had to have a cleansing, and the person had to have $485. Part of it was to fly them, I want you to laugh at this, to Las Vegas, Nevada. And then they burnt this candle. It sounded to me like they had probably some coins and got a trip out there and then got to play
Ooh.
Off of the casino.
Wow.
And unfortunately, my client had come to me after paying their ticket. We did go over the fact that we did get back part of the funds from the person here because of the fact that the person, everything that they said had not been done, and I went with them. So we went over to her house. She is no longer going to be doing that, I guess, here in Florida. But what I was more impressed about with the whole time we went there was she very much was adamant about the fact that she had to. You've got to use a little, and that's why I will say it again, you've got to use a little common sense when it comes to this. Okay, why can't you burn the candle here? And why does it have to be so much? And if you're putting out, like they say, we are all workers with it. We put out an expense, and I can tell you for what I charge and why I do the minute and what I'm working. If I were to do another business, I would make more financially, but I do this spiritually and out with the intent. But I need that value so that I can continue on with life like we do with the shows and these things, where if someone's telling you big, phenomenal numbers, it isn't about name presidents. I can tell you some of the strongest, best spiritual help I've had has been usually about the price of what I spend at McDonald's. And it's like, those are the people that you want to get to. Now, if we want a good reading, you're looking at a good $65 for half an hour or maybe $70, depending on the person. They give discounts. We've been giving discounts, Melissa, since me and you've been on. I don't know of a month you don't end up helping someone. And that's the light worker you want to get. So I had a friend ask me yesterday, they said, what is happening, Jethro? You have all these people on your show and they're talking about helping people, and then I went on your site and there was prices. Well, exactly, because that bill keeper just keeps coming to my house. His name's Bill and he keeps arriving at my mailbox, and then his friends seem to want to keep turning me off if I don't keep up with what he wants.
It's your livelihood. It's your practice. You know, if you go to a lawyer, you know, if you go to a doctor, you go to a teacher, you go to a dance class, you go to an art class. It's the same stuff, and you know, it's a livelihood. It's not, you know, nobody's trying to scam anybody here.
Exactly. 352. You've got the love in, and we love you, and we got you on the phone. I heard your child earlier, and I apologize, but the phone has you in. Would you love to talk to us? 352.
Oh, hey, it's me, Andrea. I just was listening in, and that's about it. I had a quick question. I did have a quick question.
Love you. Glad to call.
When
you.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi. It's me, Andrea. I want to know, when do you feel it's right to read for people? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to... You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I have my angel cards. And, you know, I pretty much, you know.
Yeah, Andrea, you'll know. There's like a nudge that happens. There's like this thing that's like you're ready. Something will, you do it when it's in its own accord for your timing. There's no rush here. You do it when you feel, there's like a little nudge. It's like a little cherub on your shoulder pushing you in the right direction. So, you know, when you feel like it, maybe if you like want to get together with some friends and practice or do that, that's one thing, but if you're talking about like making it as part of your work, like to be paid and everything, is that what you're sharing?
Nah, I don't want to do that. I want to
you just want
to
do it
and do Reiki and heal for animals and
right. Well, if you want to do readings with cards, you'll feel that intuition and you just do it for the person that feels right to you. You'll just know. There's no. It's just that sort of thing that happens. It's like an evolution. It just kind of unfolds.
Yeah, because I have a problem with trusting my instincts now. Like I feel like it's right, but then I'm like kind of question it. Like
Yeah, you want to meditate. Like, you need to meditate more than you're doing right now, or do some inner prayer work or some quiet time. That's kind of why you're doubting yourself, because you want to get to that feeling of what does it feel like when I'm in that altered state, when I'm in that state of, it's a form of bliss, and it's a form of protected bliss, and it's a form of connecting, what does it feel like? And then the more comfortable you are with that feeling, then you get that nudge and you're ready to roll. What do you say, Jethro? It's our little Andrea.
I love it, Andrea. I know, and she got in. So whatever you're doing, there was a reason. Out of all the phone calls that we have, you got in, and I know that was part of what was happening for you. I feel like the angels are also working with you at such a level, making sure. And I do want to welcome you to the level of making sure that everything goes with it. Never freak out with the fact that people are, you know, you're feeling with the intuition, because that's what the Scorpios, that's our hardest thing, is ourself. Take and do this little experiment with me, Andrea. I do this a lot with the students. Take and figure a place, okay, someplace different in town where you haven't been, where you don't know. I mean, you can't go to your regular haunts if you know the cashier and the people. Go someplace you haven't been in your little town, and then go in, you know, be nice and ask them. Say, I have an ability. Would you mind if I, you know, sat down with you at a time and read? And do it for that amount. I used to, and this is a good experiment to do it, as in do it and then come back in a month and see. Okay, I said you were going to find that blue eye love of your life. Well, Jethro, you're right, but it seems to be a parrot. You know, and it's like, and you see what it does, and it changes that whole energy. And you may have one. Well, you know, you said that I would fall in love with a pillow, and I found a blanket. So I'm really not going to have to say you really got it. So then you do your average. You ask 10 questions and say, okay, I got 7 out of them right. I got 70% or an 80% or 90%. I know, as intuitive you are, you're going to be really surprised with what they give you. A lot of times when I'm reading heart chakra, I just am like, blah, 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 blah. And people are like, I don't even like ice cream. I would never go there. My husband doesn't do that. What are you talking about? Oh my gosh. And then when I do the time back, and usually give it about a month, sometimes a little month and a half, they're like, whoa, Jethro, and I was in that thing, and you were right, and I love strawberry ice cream, and my husband does do that, and what happened here? And I'm like, that's why the reading's so good. And what I can see with you is, you, I don't know if you have a pendulum yet, but you need to be taking that pendulum and practicing it, raising the energy, and then having it go yes, round, round, and back and forth for no, and ask your pendulum, is it time for me to read? Because that's when the guides really love it. It's when you're talking with them on, do you want me to do this? And they're going to give you an example. Yes, go get it, girl. Not today. Today's a bad planet day. Today's, and I,
right.
And I you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I'm just going to use that example. Today, I found a home, a rental home, and I was, like, all excited. I got there, and they were going to cut the grass. So I'm like, is it available? And they're like, what are you talking about? Someone's there. And I just, like, I thought, okay, well, I have a I don't know. It was like, I probably because I'm doubting. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, that, and then just, like, everything. Does it sound weird?
No, not at all. And I love with you, and you're doing fine. And keep on track. And if you ever get a chance, you know, I do this over the airwaves. I have people that are doing their classes. If it's too far to drive, I know you're in Florida, but a little distance from me, to where I do it over the internet, and then I meet with them once a week. We do a phone call. It's about 30 minutes. I go over the class I sent to you before, and it gets you ready with it. And then I test you. I make sure on the phone it's like, okay, and then I'll have you actually read some people on the phone. And that's how I've got some people. This is going to be the month we're bringing people into Psychics Gone Wild. And I like to do that. There's some of us, I say me and Melissa are seasoned ones, because we've done it for a while. We've had a few days of doing this. And then we have people who come in who are like you, who've got raw energy, great at it, and just learning. And it's so fun because you get to feel the energy. And I've had people say that they practice on the radio. Like tonight, we can't get the phones on. We got other people. I had someone write and go, Jethro, I wanted to, you got to do the phone, answer this, because I keep feeling something about a shamrock. There's something going on tonight about a puppy. There's something about someone's animal. And all these things I'm picking up are people who's trying to get in doing the same thing you're doing, listening and enjoying it. And I see you, Andrea, doing some work. In fact, one of the really good things would see you come over here to Tampa and do a holistic fair with me and Melissa.
Cool. That would be so cool. I can't wait. What got me thinking was because Elijah said something to me, and I just can't get it out of my head. Like, he said something, and I'm like trying to, I'm like, okay, today, I mean, like, what will I know to make it like I'm ready? What is it? It's bothering me. I don't know. So that's why, like,
He's a good man. You're doing fine, and he's a good man. And you go back in the archives and listen with him. You're going to love it. He's very phenomenal, gifted reader, and just he's picking up, you know, and he's straight force. So what he's doing is his spirituality and his belief is straight force through it. I utilize a spirit guide and angels. You'll catch here when we get the phone going, Melissa does straight force. There's times that I've laughed. All of a sudden, the guides are just like, woman, she's doing a reading, and I look like I'm out in a wind tunnel. I'm sitting here going, whoosh! I'm like, oh my gosh, Melissa. And I laugh because I realize that, you know, we do this sometimes live here at my office now with my studio, and you'll see the people that are here. I've had students sitting in a Friday night circle, and they're like, what is going on? And it's like, it's the energy. And on Wednesday nights, it's like Melissa does it too. I love you. We got to go. I finally got someone else in. Thank you for calling in. And remember to put in psychicsgonewild.com. Okay. We're going to be giving away prizes.
Okay.
You know,
Take care, sweet angel.
Thank you. Those of you asking about the stamps, and we've got Carlene in the room, how to get a Psychics Gone Wild stamp is you need to give us your snail mail. Send it to psychicsgonewild.com and ask, I'd like to get the emails in the mail. We have a bunch of discounts. We're working together this month, different psychics doing different things. Would you like to take a class with Psychic Jethro? It's one of the classes. I'm giving a discount if you want to get in, and you have the little code on the email. The snail mail, I always say that. We said the email so much, we call it everything now. Snail mail, and you get the letter. Hang on to that letter because you can only get the discount for my class. You can get for readings. We're going to be putting together. You won't receive that until actually the July, probably about after the holidays, 10th or 15th. We have to get with Melissa. That's something to do. Melissa's going to have what she's got with her things going on. And you can get with her, maybe get an email reading. I know a lot of you keep asking with that. We can work out something with maybe a 3-question, or if you want to do an email 5-question, 1-page, you know, how much we can do. We'll get you set up and you can get a hold of us and get those done and save the stamp, because the stamp is what's there. The postcards that just went out, we're promoting that. So a lot of our regular fans are getting asked, are you still there? We love you. And, you know, there's a crazy picture of me on it saying, are you still ready to go wild? Because we're going to be sending out those emails to you. Keep your name in, because we also give those names to pull names. I never throw them away. I have stacks of stacks in here, and what I do is I just run through it. We put it now on the computer. I'll be honest with you. My assistant helped me, and he put it on a computer now where I can go in and just do it, and then we just run through a number and click, and that's the person that wins. But if you put in 7 times, yours is in there 7 times. So we have multiple winners, and I never take it out, obviously, because I don't want to do that in the computer. I want to keep my friends from it because I like fun mail. We are going to grab the phones, and we have another person. It's actually 832. What about you, 832?
Hello, Jeffro. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Is this Prince?
Yes, it is.
What are you doing today? Yeah. It's been a while since you called in, and I'm glad. Are you looking to ask us a question here? You got something going on that you need help with the psychics?
Well, I want to thank you, because you made a prediction to me that I would meet somebody later on in this year of 2014, but you said we wouldn't start seriously dating until 2015. I don't remember exactly when you told me that, but I have met somebody, and on the 14th of this month will be 1 month that we've known each other. And Well, my finances are not what they should be at all, and she has a birthday coming up, and in the month of her birthday, I want to take her to on a cruise. Me and her have been talking about going on a 3-hour cruise, and she sounds like she'll be a lot of fun. She really do, but my finances isn't right, and I don't know. She seems to understand me financially, but I want to know what's told that my finances might have on our relationship in the future.
That's a good one, you know, and it shouldn't really, I know that they're always going to say don't matter, but you can feel it, and I feel like Melissa, me looking here with the energy with him, feeling the guide work and they're telling me with you, and I do remember that with the reading. This is a good test, I got to tell you. You know, one of the things, you want to start this out right, and you want to start out reasonable and honestly, work up to these things. Prince, you're a very good man. I remember before, months ago, you had one that you went across and did things. These grand gestures are good, but a cruise for a month dating, you got to I know I'm going to catch it. Melissa's going to spank me raw right over the radio. But I know that you should look at this relationship and say, okay, 30 days and what it constitutes. I'm not saying that, you know, we value it out, but you do need to look at in some kind of a theory here, because that's quite a bit. And I love what you're doing, but you will be able to get this up. I feel that some of your other stuff's going to come through. I know you're trying other things. I see you manifesting the other financial means with this person. And that's setting down and doing those things in your life that's going to bring the finance to you, Prince. You know, asking you shall receive is part of what's going to help you later, but I'm feeling right now you got to work with it out. I mean, I can relate with you. The first person I really, especially this person I'm in love with so badly, her first birthday was spent with a silly cake that I made in California, and actually two presents I picked up at the store there, the grocery store. It wasn't even a real store. But now, you know, we've been to trips, we've done everything. Love can change it all, and that's what I see happening for you, Prince. I think that's what's needed to happen. I feel like this lady's been brought into your life. I do feel the other part that's happening now is we need you to grab the faith of the hand of the Lord and let him take you to the next level of what he wants love to be. Are you feeling other ideas and different things that you can do to financially bring in money? Because I feel that's part of the love. That's part of what the Lord will do. Ask and he will provide.
Actually, I was looking for another job because my sister keeps telling me to go take up a trade in school, but I don't. I may have to, but it's not something I really want to do because I'm a people greeter at Walmart, and I love the job, but it just don't pay nothing. And since I met this female, I've met, like, a small number of other females as well. I'm afraid, basically what I'm trying to say is I'm afraid of falling in love. I don't know if this is something I really want or if it's just the attention that I'm trying to get. I feel like some part of me want love, but some part of me mainly just want the attention of I enjoy the attention I get, especially from females. And it's going to sound silly. It's going to sound really silly, but I enjoy having more than one female friend. I don't mean to be ugly. I don't mean to be rude. I mean, this woman, she's a good woman, and we talk about everything. She's older than I am. She's a little more than a decade older than me. But I just don't feel that I'm ready for a serious relationship because I don't have enough experience in that field to actually be ready to settle down with somebody. I just haven't told her that.
The guidance that was coming through for you, Prince, is you need to be more creative. In the way, and Jethro, why would I be mad at you? I agree with everything you said.
Because it's those guy things. You got to tell you, this is a scary subject, even for a psychic. I've had ladies go, "What do you mean value?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, 30 days doesn't constitute."
I agree. Your guides want you to be more creative, Prince. You have to be less worried about how things look, and you need to be more concerned about how things feel. And be creative. You know, for her birthday, make her a card. Like Jethro made Kay a cake.
That's what she told me, too. She wants a card. She said she don't like much of guys. She just wants, like, a card. And
yeah, make her a card. If you can cook for her. Take her to the park and take her for a boat, if you can go rent a little thing at a park that has, like, a little paddle boat. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Don't you worry about your finances right now. You're trying to get your life in order. And, you know, a partnership that comes in is to help empower you, not to make you feel less than. So, I agree with what Jeffrey was saying. You know, it's a great test, a great lesson, whatever we want to call it. But for your particular, where you are right now in life, you're trying your best to just make things make sense. So, you know, take your time, take it easy, and be more creative, much more creative.
I really want to thank you guys for that.
Sure.
And the cruise is 3 hours, so we'd come back the same night. But she's been talking about it quite a bit.
Save your money. If she wants to go on a cruise, let her take you. I'm sorry. I just get so mad when people tell other people.
Oh, that's a good one, Melissa. That's a really good one.
Spend their money. Be creative. This is what you're offering her for your birthday gift. You're not – a month is – yeah, I agree with Jethro. A month ain't nothing. Just for a year anniversary, I'd say a cruise in a year, yeah, maybe 6 months, 8 months. But be creative. Do something in nature. Use your imagination. Go look at butterflies or something. And make it special and spiritual.
I'll do my best. But I have one more thing before I get off the air. It was a Wednesday, maybe about close to a month ago, when you guys hung up on me because I said something about I was kind of bizarre in what I was saying. In the future, if I'm inappropriate in any kind of way, which I'll try not to be, I'd appreciate it if you guys would let me know instead of just, like, hanging up on me. But it made me feel bad for a while when, like, I asked that question about, like, a bizarre sex life or whatever. I didn't necessarily mean to, you know, I wasn't trying to be offensive. I know there are restrictions over these airwaves, but
yes.
In the future, if I'm inappropriate at all, which I'll try hard to not be, I appreciate it if you guys would let me know it. And
let
me know the boundaries.
We did let you know. We did. We said this is inappropriate and unacceptable, and we can't take this call. And then we went to another call. So just listen to the archives. It'll tell you exactly what we did. All right. Good luck.
And good luck, and have a good day. Yeah, so thank you for calling back. And that's a good thing. See, and this is what we want to do. We do want to help as many people as we got. We love with that. We're going to put out the prayers. Everybody that knows and listens to the show, our good friend Prince needs that extra push. Put out the prayer that he gets and has that financial means. We as a force are together are stronger than we've got. I had a friend tell me, what are you always doing with the prayers? Because they work. That's the other part I love with the faith and the strength. Tonight we have another friend that's calling in from the other part. I can't get you in. Cecil, you were my friend for 4 years, and I'm sorry. But you're calling in from United Kingdom. We can't get the Skype in. He's writing, please, Melissa, ask Melissa this question. Please, Jethro, ask Melissa the question. Is it possible for my wife to be able to send me messages through her binoculars? She has a set of binoculars here, and that she used them in Africa. She is alive and well. I'm not saying that she's doing mediumship, but for some reason, whenever I pick them up, I'm able to pick up energy. It sounds silly or not, but my wife is now in the United States, and I've been worried about her because she's been very busy but not contacting me. Am I able to pick it up, or is the information I'm getting from the binoculars just my own imagination missing my love?
Well, this is a form of psychometry. And psychometry is actually, I always tell people it's like an alchemical metallurgy sort of process. And when I do psychometry, I'm using, you know, a piece of jewelry or a pen or a key, something that, not a watch because that's alive, but, or you know, something, or I can read clothes or I can read a picture or something. So you're picking up on her energy and you're able to get guidance that way. So it's a form of psychometry where you're using an object to pick up guidance. And, it feels like you guys need to talk, though, right now. It feels like you need to have a conversation one-on-one. The spiritual connection is strong, and it's there, but it feels very strongly that right now what you both need is a phone call and some one-on-one communication.
I agree, and I'm very glad, Cecil, and I love you dearly. You're right. We have known each other that long of time. You're one of the first people that ever became one of our listeners in the time, and it's so good to see you regulars contacting back in. Remember, if you do have anything with psychicsgunwall.com, contact me there. That's what we have that on there for. It's not just for prizes. Actually, what it's supposed to be there for is to contact me. I had someone ask me yesterday, what happened to all these people? I don't know. We're all here. There's a lot of us. If someone's doing another show, I always wish them the best, and we go there. So I have no idea what that was, what you were talking about. And they said, that I'm asking some other people here to go ahead with me. What else am I supposed to do? And they said, this is supposed to be your chance, Jethro, to help as many people as you can. What I realize, this person is channeling to me, and they thank you. I do apologize. Sometimes you guys have to bear with me. I'm reading this as we go down, so I do catch one. They're telling me that they basically are listening to the show, and they feel that me and Melissa's mission in life is to help as many people as we can, and I should be pushing a little harder to get those phones to work. I will do what I can. I love
yes.
that.
Abracadabra, alakazam, and you're going to be able to fix, you know, something that's out of your control. Mm-hmm. you know, and that's the funky part. They don't give us a phone number to call. Like, well, hey, by the way, we're doing a radio show and we can't, you know, there's no phone number. Like, you can't call to get, like you can call AT&T. It's like you have to do it all online. So there's all of that we're up against, because if they're not able to get to that email right away, the show's over, and it's like Jethro gets the email like an hour later, right, Jethro, or like a day later. We're sorry, Blog Talk Radio is very sorry, you know, that we couldn't help you, but it's like it's a day late and a dollar short, so we appreciate it. Just know that we're doing what we're guided to do, and geez, you know, it's like...
It's exactly.
If anyone wants a free ride, we don't offer a free ride. We offer our services whenever we can, benevolently and with love. And if that's not enough, you know, you got to find another show to contact. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but you know, you get to a point where your button gets a little bit pushed when people. We're not here to be taken for granted or scapegoat. We're here to serve, and you know, this is one area that we do it, but we do. This is part of our livelihood, and you know, we could just not do it anymore, and then you'd have to call us and pay for it. But you know, don't take it for granted, please, and don't take advantage of us. Be healthy about it and be wise about it. Abracadabra, alakazam.
Bam. And we got it. Jethro, I have to ask this question. What color is Melissa's aura? I have listened to her on the show, and we're having a debate. My friend Agnes told me that she can read auras, and she knows that she's definitely a violet flame because she's so strong in energy and passionate. I feel she's more purple. Call us silly, but us two ladies love you dearly in Connecticut. What color is Melissa?
Well, you know, that's lovely, and our auras change. So I'm very honored that you've got those colors. Part of what's been revealed to me as part of my spiritual history is that I'm Blu-ray. So I'm guessing there's that blue, violet, indigo stuff. But our auras change, so we don't know. Like, I'll have to meet you for a little cup of tea, and then you can read my aura. That's lovely, though. That's beautiful, and I'm sure that's part of it, too. I'm guessing it can be purple, and it can be yellow, and it can be a lot of stuff because our auras change.
I love that, and I agree. I feel like the guides are also telling me in strength that what else is happening here is that I would say right now you're the one who said violet would win, but that's because she's on the show and doing the energy together. So I'm not picking favorites. Don't write me and be upset the loser, but I am telling you that we've got it. You probably would. The fan mail I get and the other mail. But what I love about it and what's fun is that we always are working together to have a blast. So I have a lot of yes, but Jethro, we're just listening in. Give us something a little bit on working with the guides. You know, let's talk a little bit. Okay, we all hear a lot of times the word meditation. There's so many different. So if you have a guided meditation where someone sits down and guides you through it, it's so good to have. You can also have a quiet whiteboard meditation where you sit and focus on white, positive, light energy. I know of individuals who use musical meditations, and they never actually do anything but listen to the music and go on the ride with it. Melissa, tell them a few different types of meditation that's going to help them.
You know, whatever is true for you is a form of prayer. Or an incantation, or an invocation. I love the word invoking, invocation. When you're in a sacred space to you, whether it's under a tree, whether you have an altar set up in your home, or several altars, or a favorite chair, or just sitting on the floor with some incense and a candle, you want to create sacred space every time you connect with your team. And you want to create sacred space whenever you do this work. So, you know, whatever it takes to cleanse your space and cleanse you, you know, you can do a little sage and rosemary or Palo Santo or whatever, you know. And you just get in this space of just listening to your breathing, invocation. I call in the divine white light of our Heavenly Mother, Father, God. You know, everybody's prayers are going to be different. But what's true for you? And then you just breathe in, breathe out. I hereby give permission to connect with my divine team in sacred space and holy space. Only good shall come through. Anything that is not in 100% accord with the divine light and love is escorted to the light or is not welcome here. You know, you just protect yourself in this work. And then you just feel that energy and it changes. And then, you know, if you don't get like, oh, hey, this is Tom, your, you know, guardian angel, it may not be like that. It may be that you feel this presence and you know it's this benevolent energy, and then you get out of that meditation, and then all of a sudden things start shifting in your world. You ask for help, and all of a sudden you're getting help, and you're getting this, and you're getting that. And it's not about the get. It's about the connection and the communication and the trusting of that. And the more you do it, the more you get it. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it's there because we're always being... Our chops are always being tested. You know what I mean by that? There's always like a little quiz or a pop quiz or a test to make sure that, you know, we've connected that way and that we've got that lesson, that initiation under our belt. And we're always growing.
I love it, and I agree very heartily. I have a couple of individuals writing here going, Jethro, I think that this has been one of the funnest nights listening in tonight. It is good to hear the other people, but sometimes it's a little personal. I always listen in to see what you guys do, and then sometimes I'm embarrassed by it. It also is good once in a while just to hear you and Melissa talk about the other involvements you have. Can you tell us what it's like to be a psychic for a day, and where do you all, what do you do with your time? Read people's minds?
Yes. Well, you know, I'm also a teaching artist. I teach theater, dance, and music, and I'm also a performer. I'm a blues and jazz singer and arranger and stuff like that in theater, and I do this. So, but this is the calling. This is the 24/7. I seem to always be in some sort of prayer, and it's just honing in on those tools and gifts and being thankful and grateful and striving for excellence and working on my issues and working on my lessons. And you know, it evolves and unfolds for people in very different ways. Everybody has their own gifts, whether it becomes this or whether, you know, you're doing it through, you know, working in a garden or whatever. So this, I don't have permission to read anybody's minds. And if I'm talking to somebody and they're open and we're talking and having a bit of an angelic conversation or whatever, and I am guided to share with them, by the way, you know, I also do intuitive coaching work. I'm into that. I say, well, if you're open, and a message comes through in that moment, if it's meant to come through, I will ask for permission. We have to have permission to do this. And anybody that does this without permission is breaking divine law, and run the other way. And there are tons of readers that think that they're more privileged than other people and that they go ahead and do this. And I will tell you that that's dark energy, and bless everybody. At the end of the day, it's going to come and bite them in the you-know-where, and they're going to have to pay for what they've done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I feel like the guys, and I got to tease some of you. I have a couple of you writing in tonight. What is going on? What's happening is we have quite a few things going on, and we're just really working with the phones, and it's good once in a while to see this, to be able to get with us and do this. You got to see, if you look into the archives, I do appreciate any of you going in there to check it and make sure, because we do have a lot more of them in there with the phones. I'm going to try again. We're getting down to the last 9 minutes of the show, but I'm going to try and get someone else in, because I give up after a while of pushing that button. It gets to be where, you know, your finger just says leave it alone. So we're going to grab in one, and we've got actually a Skype caller. Can you hear me, Skype? Hello? Okay, they're
Hello?
A little shy. Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Yes.
Am I able to ask a question?
What's your name?
My name is Clarissa.
Hi, Clarissa.
I just wanted to know, like, one of my friends is really picky, and he likes big butts. And he goes on all these dating sites, and he's 44 years old. And I just wanted to know, like, when he is going to find a loved one in his life.
I'm not sure I heard all of that question. I'm so sorry. It was like
a friend going on dating sites and looking for love, and you said he likes big butts?
Yes. He's very picky.
Okay.
And how old are you, Clarissa?
I'm 24.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem with dating sites is you never get your soul healed that way, and sometimes people do meet on that, but it sounds like he may have a little addiction. So if he can address some of his personal issues about why he wants a relationship, then he will not need to go on a date. I'm not poo-pooing dating sites, because there are people who have met the loves of their life, believe me. But this feels like it feels like you really like this guy and you're concerned about him, but he really isn't as evolved as maybe you think he is right now in his path. And so he's going to run into a lot of miscellaneous kind of unfulfilling situations until he decides what is important to him in a relationship. And that other part about big butts is, you know, really seriously. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. So, you know, that's the guidance I'm getting. How about you, Jethro?
Yeah. feels like that. And I feel like the energy is going to work with him to have some other things happen. I feel so sad there because they're showing me some other things that have kind of evolved there that could have been there for him really good with some other people and some other things. And then it's because of his other infatuations. He's lost out with people that would be really more than just this intent. So we thank you, Clarissa. Thank you for coming in. It's nice to talk to you. And please, you know, go to Psychics Gone Wild to get with us and on those contests and the fun things we're doing. I have an email here. What, Jethro, is a psychic? A psychic is a sensitive person who has developed his or her receptive skills enough to receive impressions from another person at will. The psychic achieves no mind state, allows the vibrations of another person to pass through, and describes what he or she feels or sees. And a session is also called a reading, and we want you guys to have one. I have a lot of you guys teasing me tonight because you're like, Jethro, you just wanted to get our attention. We know. I know you know. I also have to tease you. Last night we had a very awkward part of the show, and that's what I'm trying to get across now, is we're working with you guys to help you the most. So be aware that what we've also got going on is a lot of strength out there. Melissa, the other question is, what is a medium?
Well, a medium is someone who's able to connect with those who have passed over from this earth plane existence into the next dimension or dimensions. And so we're able to, you know, be the conductor and bring that guidance forth. And I think that the word psychic gets a really bad rap. I think, you know, it's psychic abilities. It's psychic tools. You know, I prefer to say we're healing artists because I think the word psychic is like, you know, I know you're psychic, Jethro, because that's adorable. And you are, and you don't misuse it, but I think sometimes that word gets, you know, a bad rap. It's the gift of being, it's the gift of using the psychic tools and working with the energy in an integrous way.
I agree, and I'll tell you that it's got to be the hardest thing that I've worked through for all my years, and it's still to this day really is, it's a hard thing, is that, and you're going to see me going away from that word, and part of it is because I'm also going into another part of the energy of, I've always been, and I know it's like someone told me, you know, that we know that for years they were persecuted, and that's the scary part, is we're reaching one of those energies in our life where they took another word again, and they're making that do that. They're telling me that the hardest thing for those of us who do it, I'll always be known to me and my friends as Psychic Jethro. I don't mind that. I know that the word, like what Melissa was saying, but I also got to be honest, one of the hardest things I've had to address, especially this year, is having helped people in the spiritual of it, and people getting the wrong idea, because there's so many people out there, like Melissa, we were talking about earlier, who are using this in the wrong way. So then when people get with you, they automatically think, oh, so you're going to tell me, and then they come in with a carefree, silly attitude of let's play games. You want to go in and actually want the help, because it is a very spiritual thing that's there. I can tell you that when the guides and you are really in intent and doing it with an open mind, you can move mountains in this and have them tell you exactly to the point of who your next mate and the person is. But if you're coming and you're working with your own self, and this is something you're doing as a pastime to be silly and go with the energy, they're going to also tell you to work with the guides with it. They're going to also put you into another realm of it. So keep that in mind. I've had a person right now writing me going, Jethro, you cannot tell me that you are frightened now by your name. You've made your name. I'm not frightened by it. That's not it at all. I just have realized that I need to work with individuals that come to me on seeing it, on exactly what I am and what they're going to get by coming. Help me, Melissa, explain to them. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's your gift. It's your gift to the world. It's your gift from spirit. It's your gift of spirit. And again, we're just saying that the word psychic has gotten a bad rap. But, you know, Jethro's Psychic Jethro, and that's adorable. So, you know, that's your moniker. It's like, and that, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that sometimes the word psychic gets a bad rap. So we're working with the psychic energy, you know.
Thank you. Exactly.
It's like I'm not Madame Bedermansky walking down the street with my crystal ball and my, you know, and my turban and come read to get a reading for $5. It's going to cost you the rest of your life. You know, that's not what we're about. You know, we're about, you know, empowerment and sharing the highest integrous form of guidance there is, because that's our path.
Mm-hmm. And we've got
Cadabra Alec is the
We love all of you. We gotta love you right there. Go, Jester, you made our night. We made our nights, and I want you guys never to forget we love you more than we've ever realized. So if you've enjoyed the show, please let us know. If you didn't, please let us know. But either way, we'll still be here next week letting you know that we're going to do this. I do thank a couple of you. I know that it was very frustrating with it, but we also got to show you some other questions. I have a lot of you writing me. No, if you write me those free questions, will I still not do it? It's not my fault that the phones decided to be cuckoo. But yes, I still will be out doing this tomorrow. So Melissa and me will be there. We're looking forward to you, those of you who want to come in, to take that time, get to know us, you know, and be able to work with us.
Happy 4th of July. Be independent and free.
Happy free. We are free. And now we'll get the phone to play with you and me. Take care, you guys. Make sure that you take your time. Do it right, as the song says. We're going to be here just making more fun for you back next week. Don't forget to go to psychicsgunwall.com to put in for the prizes. We didn't do any tonight. We've got some other people that are going to be helping us, and we will be back next week with a sponsor and some other things helping. Remember, if you haven't looked at jewelry, make sure and get your metaphysical jewelry at some of the places that are well-known in the country. I have some suggestions if you contact me at Psychics Gone Wild. Thank you, guys, and have a great night.